a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, September 3rd, 2023, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that teaches you how to take control of your health, focusing on accurate, up-to-date health advice that is not paid for, brainwashed into, nor loyalty to any institution except honesty. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is normally Clint Powell, but you won't believe the guest that I have as a co-host today, somebody who's near and dear to my heart, known her for, about three-plus decades, my daughter, Katie. Hey, Katie.
Hi. Thank you for having me on here.
And we got Sean, always such a easy transition when he's in the studio with us, especially when I've got new people and such. Welcome, Sean.
Hey, good morning. Glad to be with you both.
You have got a great tan going on. You had some R&R.
Right? I did. I just got back from the beach, and it was recharging, and I spent every day on the beach or by the pool, so it was a great time.
That sounds wonderful. I think it's so important to disconnect at times from our hectic, peaceful life. In fact, I was talking to Katie at lunch today, and I'm not going to go into exactly who this was. We all know this person, but they had a tragic death of a young child. The child was less than a year old, and I just honor them because what they did is what I wish most people could do. They took off 1 month after the burial, just the two of them, to be in the grieving space that was of silence and peacefulness, not working themselves into frenzies because they had to go to work. They were blessed with 1 month where they could go grieve on their own. And I just think they're going to come back so much ahead of the game with pain still involved over the rest of their life, but they will be so much better equipped to face the days and the weeks and the months ahead.
Yeah. And it's very difficult sometimes to disconnect and go to a place that kind of separates you from your day-to-day life, especially if you've had some tragedies. So that's good that they're able to get that healing.
Yeah. I know for me, I am supported greatly by my routines in life, my getting up at 3 in the morning, the gyms, the foods, the restaurants, every day's kind of planned out, even though I'm flexible. And if it doesn't go as planned, I roll with it pretty well. But I am very regulated. Now, I know Katie certainly know her routines from the day she was born. And she was like most young people, whatever worked, whenever I'm hungry, I'm going to eat. When I want to sleep, I'm going to sleep. But somehow, Katie, you've kind of come around the corner on that, haven't you?
Yeah, I would say in one word, I would call that motherhood or parenting is what evolved me into a more disciplined, more routine being. I think that for me, and especially in this phase of life, but also to meet all the needs and all the, the areas that are coming at me, whether it's at home or whether it's at our business, it does serve me best to have a routine. It does serve me best to eat pretty on schedule, to have an idea of the way I'm going to eat my breakfast, which is the same thing every day. My whey protein, heavy cream, Ezekiel toast, and almond butter. And I actually probably would joke with my dad growing up that he was so routine with his eating habits. And then here I've fallen into a very similar place. So it's quite funny.
Yeah, Katie, I've got to ask. Everybody that's a listener, a regular listener of Vital Health Radio knows that Ed is a guy that's all about a set routine, and everything is always in order. Are you the same way as your father?
I wouldn't say I'm to the level that Dad is. No, I wouldn't. And he could probably attest to that. But I think I have gotten a lot more similar as every year has gone by. And I think what I've seen is that you actually do feel better. You can have higher levels of energy, more mental clarity when you set this routine. And when I used to live more willy-nilly where, if I'm hungry, I'll eat. If I'm thirsty, I'll drink water. That didn't lead me to the highest energy levels, if I'm being honest. And I want to always be vital and energetic now. So I don't question the routine anymore, but maybe not to the same extent. Dad goes to bed at 8:47. So I don't know if I go
no,
right on those numbers.
No, I go to bed at 7:17
oh,
and I get up
me.
At 3:12. So it's okay. Always odd numbers. 7:17.
Always.
So you go to bed that early. While the,
well, I never sleep past 3:12. So wow. I get up at 3:12 if the alarm goes off. And most mornings I get about 2:50. And so that just gets my day going. As Rumi, the poet, I have his name on the side of my leg in a tattoo. The morning has lessons to teach. And I find that I can connect on certain levels in the morning that's more difficult as the day goes on. I'm at the gym every morning, Monday through Friday. I pull up about 4:20 in the gym parking lot. And I pull out about 7:15. So we are pretty much doing some heavy duty lifting 5 days a week. I am rehabilitating my legs from the double hip replacement. I have no hip pain to speak of, but I have extreme atrophy and stiffness within the legs that I am getting stronger every single week, but it is a challenge and I'm having to really push myself. And I'm also working on something that I'm learning in that book that I've talked with Clint about, Outlive by Dr. Peter Attia. We have to work on stabilization as we age. I'm doing what's called toe yoga. I got new shoes in the gym that let me connect to the floor because, like Peter Attia says, if you wear shoes with thick soles, a lot of cushion, you no longer connect to the earth, mm-hmm. to the ground, the parking lot. And those work really well when you're 20, 30, and 40, but you start losing that mini stabilization that toes will bring you. And you start falling mm-hmm. about 50 and 60. You start falling because you barely trip and you can't restabilize because you've lost the connection to your feet. Makes such common sense. And I can tell you with only 3 weeks of training of doing what he calls toe yoga and a few balancing exercises and I'm 30 to 40% better. I feel like right now, if I tripped on a curb a month ago, I'd have fallen. I won't fall now. I will catch myself. And losing my balance, he says we need to be able to stand on 1 foot for 30 seconds minimum. 1 minute would be awesome. And when I started just that about 6 weeks ago, I could stand for about 5 seconds. And now I did almost a minute on each leg this morning. And he puts that under the term of a centenarian decathlon. Once you're past 50, if you don't train for stability and strength and VO2 max, you are going to lose in the end. And you're going to have things happen at 65 that should have happened at 85. Well, I plan on, of course, putting it all together in the plan that I can and hopefully sharing it with people like I do here on Vital Health Radio.
I want to throw in real quick about the shoes that you're mentioning. I actually just ordered myself sandals that are earthing, grounding sandals.
Really?
Uh-huh. And they're from the company called Bedrock. So what Ed was mentioning is this idea of kind of connecting more to the earth. And so we wear these really thick-soled shoes. Most women especially either have a big heel or a wedge or a platform. And so we don't connect to the actual natural movement of our foot and our toes. And so we walk in a very artificial way. Mm-hmm. So I've ordered these Bedrock sandals. There's many brands out there now, but they actually allow for that natural foot movement, and I think they're really cute. So it's worth checking out if you're a female.
Hey, tell the listeners about the Hope lecture that we have coming up.
Yeah, so on September 25th at 6 p.m. at Nutrition World, we're going to have a Transform Your Health with Hope. And so what this is, you know, are you suffering from IBS, gas, reflux, constipation, or other digestive problems? Well, we are going to have an expert come in. Her name is Laura DeWitt. She's wonderful. She's been in our industry for 25 years and truly a gut expert. She's going to be talking about the digestive system, gut and immunity health, and what we can do to truly improve our gut. Now, you know, Ed has gone so much into the fact that our gut's our second brain. Our gut's where our immune system is functioning from. And honestly, most people in the U.S. don't realize that it is not normal to have constant gas. It is not normal to not go to the bathroom every day. It is not okay and normal to have constant reflux. That's a dysfunction. And so this lecture is going to talk to everybody about how we can have, you know, optimal health in our digestive tract. And Hippocrates and many people have spoken that the you know, true health begins in our gut. And so this is going back to that basic emphasis of the gut. So September 25th at 6 p.m. It is a free lecture, but we'd love for you if you could sign up on our website, nutritionw.com.
That's awesome. And I was there for the last one, and it is jewels of information. Again, I put into place every time I speak, especially on Vital Health Radio, the fact that we need our helpers, we need our teachers. And every single morning I walk into Nutrition World, I may have a different group of people on Instagram that I'm going to click on. Right now it's on Gary V, which is about business, but also Dr. Saladino on carnivore diet. And then I'll have Peter Attia that I listen to going to the gym. So I am trying to learn something every single day, but that's because I want to. I'm not having to go to school and dreading it. It is fueling me to help other people because I'm learning myself. And I just think this is a very complex life, very challenging bodies that we have as we age. And there's no book that comes with our birth that says how to do it. And we've been misled so many different areas of eating and the tribal mentality of eating. That's what I'm calling it, because I think as bad as religion is about arguing and not agreeing, it's equal with food between the vegans and the carnivores and the Mediterraneans and the Atkins and the this. It's really kind of challenging and also sad that we can't have more of a common ground, because I don't talk to anybody about food unless they want to talk to me anymore. But there was a point in time I was a tribal person who I fought for my food choices. And what I fought for is something I don't even do now. I found out those weren't right for me. Does that make sense, Sean?
Yes, it does. And one thing that comes to my mind is when I got into my 50s, it seems like I had to become more aware of gut health. And it mm-hmm. seemed like it was more... I was more sensitive to certain foods and certain restaurants as I used to be much younger. So mm-hmm. is a lot of this just part of the aging process if you don't get a grip on it early?
No, what happens in my mind and people I trust that I learn from, the systems of the body lose their harmony slowly. But there's a point of which, like the tires on your car, they start losing their tread slowly. You don't really notice it that up to a certain point, but then it gets a little bit slick and it's raining outside, you're going to lose control. Well, you're losing control of your gut because you don't have the microbiome. You might have leaky gut, which comes from glyphosate and antibiotics, and not addressing them is really letting them slide further down the scale. And there's a point of, wow, the yellow flag comes out, and then eventually the red flag comes out. And again, traditional medicine is wonderful in so many areas, like hip replacement, like me, and emergencies and car wrecks and heart attacks, but they are very poorly equipped to handle the chronic conditions of aging. And Peter Attia says we've lived in a world called Medicine 2.0, and he has a whole new game plan for what he calls Medicine 3.0, and I would I don't know if I've said this on Vital Health. Any healthcare worker who is in charge of counseling patients, I will buy them the book Outlive. I would rather them listen to it on Audible. It's 500 pages. This is a game changer for anyone. No physician in my mind can ever practice the same if they would ever listen to Dr. Peter Attia one single time. No way that could they go back to work and do the same method of treatments if they ever listened to him. So I'm willing to purchase that for any healthcare that proves it to me. I will do it for them. Well, guess what? It is time to take a break. When we come back, I have a lot of notes, some about COVID, because we see it starting to rise and it's in the news again, plus so much more information to empower you for your own health. That plus more to come as we continue. For Katie and Ed Jones and Sean, stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize You has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with not Clint Powell, not the PhD of East Ridge, but my daughter, Katie. And welcome back to Vital Health Radio, Katie.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
I want to talk, and I know people are very interested sometimes in where I choose to eat when I eat out. I do eat out a tremendous amount. I just am a lazy guy, I guess is what I will say. So, and I do enjoy it. I like the socializing. I like the being quiet in a restaurant. I like the all parts to that puzzle. But I also am, as everyone knows, very particular about what I choose. I did a podcast long ago on The Holistic Navigator of how to eat healthy, even in the worst places. And I put on there examples of going to McDonald's and this and that, because every menu has some potential to find one or two items. But where are your two or three favorite places to eat?
Yeah, so we have two little kids as of right now, so we don't eat out a lot. But if we do choose to eat out, three of my absolute favorite places in town, number one has to be Main Street Meats. I absolutely adore the quality of meat coming out of that place. They make delicious burgers. I'm really big on the sourcing of food in our family, so we're big on the idea that we know the farmer. We're big on the idea of grass-fed, organic if possible, but that is not always available at restaurants, and I recognize that. But for me, Main Street Meats is very special. Another place, Rose Comb. I don't know how many people have eaten there, but it's in this adorable little house that has been transformed into a restaurant. So you're literally sitting in areas that would have been the kitchen and the living room and areas like a bedroom, and they've transformed it into this restaurant. And everything's made from scratch there. So that's one thing that really draws me into a restaurant, is if I know that they are able to have the cooking techniques to make things from truly scratch. And they only have about 10 options to eat, but I had a lot of friends went together and we all ate one another's food. So I was able to try nearly all of the food options there, and I loved it. And then lastly would be number 10, Chattanooga. I've only been there once, but it is delicious. I had a delicious steak and asparagus, which is just right up my alley. It was perfectly cooked, tasted great. And so those are my top three favorite places right now.
Well, my daughter has become the connoisseur of restaurants, as I am, and she got me to go to Rose Comb, and we loved it. We loved it at Rose Comb. I have got to go back to Main Street Meats. I ate there many years ago, and I do like reservations. They don't take them, but the quality is amazing. And tell people real quickly, we carry those same quality of meats from our local farmers.
That is right. So we are so particular in what we carry at Nutrition World, and I like to describe it as we have tried to source farmers market quality at our store. So I understand that busy moms, busy people can't always get to a farmer's market, but we want to have that quality available at all times. And so we have the beef livers and the chicken livers and the grass-fed beef, and we even have venison. We have a local pork farmer that has, we have her bacon and her delicious sausage. And I mean, this is the quality of meat that I promise you, you almost could not find it cleaner anywhere else. We have shaken the hands of the farmers, toured the farms, seen firsthand their practices, and I just really, really trust what is in that freezer at our store.
It comes back to transparency, and you do not know what you're purchasing with big corporate. One, two is because it's all shiny and fancy and the words cover it. And then secondly is, we, as Katie says, we know it intimately. People are so used to the normal basic vanilla foods, which are not super healthy, but the taste just alone of these foods that are grown appropriately. In fact, on NutritionW.com under podcast, there was an interview with the pig farmer, wasn't mm-hmm. there?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I did a podcast actually with the pig farmer. It's Flying Pig Ranch, and it's right outside of Lookout Valley, and it's this beautiful permaculture farm where everything is in just perfect synergy with one another. So the, you know, there's pollinators, and then there's the right plants for the animals to eat, and everything is free roaming, and it just sounds like the most synergistic way to really have a farm. It's ideal if we could do more of this in our nation, so I'm very thankful when we find farmers that are moving in this direction. But we love her sausage, and you know, sausage, clean sausage is hard to find. There's even people that say they won't eat pork because they don't trust it, they don't think it's clean enough. This lady's pork is very clean. She only raises one type of pig, and it is very, very specific. It's very lean, and so you're not just eating the very fatty, you know, types of bacon or sausage. It still has some fat, but it's so clean tasting. Even when you cook it, it just smells good.
It sure is. And they did a big study on Amazon. Again, we talk about transparency, and they tested astaxanthin about 15 or 20 brands and found that almost half were lacking in the potency of what the bottle said. And sometimes that potency was, instead of 10 milligrams, was actually 1 milligram. When I looked at the names of the companies, I did not recognize one single of these nutraceutical companies. These are fly by night, openly open quick, try to sell a bunch of product because they know Amazon does not do any enforcing, which in some regards I kind of respect, but in other regards, when I think when they know that things are counterfeit or low potency, they should immediately remove it. But that's an endless game. Now, that's why we at Nutrition World are looking deeply, as we do into the pork, we do it into the coenzyme Q10 and vitamin C. You know what? I saw this, and I love interesting stories that have to do with life and other things, but there was a medical thing called an Anton syndrome. It's very rare, and I was intrigued by the symptoms of this disease. And it's where a person becomes blind. Medically, they have been diagnosed as they are blind. However, they are unaware of the blindness and will deny it because their brain is generating false visual images. So they continue to believe they can see because the brain is putting like a movie screen in front of them.
Wow.
28 cases of this have been published in the medical literature, and it was actually discovered by a neurologist, Gabriel Anton. It's called Anton syndrome. But it is intriguing to think, wow, what an illusion. They're in a world of illusion and fantasy, or are they actually? What is the real? Maybe we're in the world of illusion and fantasy, and they're the ones saying the real stuff. I don't know, but it would be almost a cool movie to make mm-hmm. with that Anton syndrome.
Wow, that's fascinating.
That is. Tell the listeners about your incredibly teaching social media site, Earth Conscious Mama.
Yeah, I would love to. So I'd love for you to follow me on my Facebook page. It's called Earth Conscious Mama. I have over 1,000 followers on there, but the goal of this page is really to draw light to toxicities within our day-to-day environment. And so what I mean by that is, you know, we come in contact with toxicities through our food. We already know that. But what we don't know sometimes is more, you know, alternative things like our water, like the water that comes out of our shower at night. You know, when you have hot water pouring out and it's full of chlorine, you are absorbing the chlorine into your skin. So drawing light to these types of things and toxins within detergents and within, you know, cleaning sprays for your home, within makeup, all these things that I never want to live in fear. And that's not the point of me sitting on here, but the point is to educate. And so the point is, once you know better, you do better, is one of my favorite sayings. And so I like to draw on things that maybe we're not aware that every day we're pulling a toxin from. Because if you think about it, we don't actually eat the same food every day. But what we do do every day is drink water. What we do every day is put on our makeup. What we do every day is wash our hair. So those are everyday exposures. And so I give a lot of tips on how to clean up your everyday life from toxins.
I love that. Love it. And it is so true. The information you give for pregnant ladies and also for babies, advice is just stellar, because you have to, you're not going to see this on the top page of Google when you try to search it. You just won't, because there's too much. And I think Google's getting a little better, but there's still too much of the mainstream agendas that are out there for sure. Now, let's talk about COVID, because I know that we're getting, all of a sudden, in 4 weeks, we've started getting calls again. I'm sick. I have a relative who's sick. Is there things I can do? Well, legally, we cannot recommend anything for a medical condition. But what we can talk about, which we have done over the past years of epidemics, that there are things to boost your immune system to make it healthier. If you have a very robust immune system and it's balanced, there's a difference between just being strong and being balanced. Because if you if the immune system attacks a pathogen too aggressively, it actually produces negative outcomes. So it's all about a balance. And vitamin D is still one of the king supplements to be making sure that you have enough of. In fact, I repeat this probably still every other day, is that people with darker skins have far less vitamin D because the skin can't convert it. And that's also why they have 2.2 times more death rate of COVID, yet the government, because they will never attach themselves to a nutraceutical recommendation, could have saved hundreds of thousands of lives with a $6 remedy. And at Nutrition World, we are going to reinstitute the free vitamin D for healthcare workers and teachers. If you want to come in and with a badge or something to prove that you are working in that field, and we want to encourage people to come out and start thinking of, oh, I need vitamin D appropriately, which is generally 5,000 units. Some people need more. I need 14,000 units a day. How much do you take, Katie?
I take 10,000 a day, but my hubby needs almost 15,000 just to maintain. He's fairer skinned and has a little bit of red in his hair, and so I think that that also is more of an indicator of not absorbing vitamin D well.
Absolutely, and we do believe heavily in getting blood tests. We do blood testing at Nutrition World every Tuesday, Thursday, and last Friday of the month. Walk in. We have big panels, small panels, just vitamin Ds, whatever you desire, because insurance is not going to pay for many of these at your physician's office, but they're so important as we age. Things like fibrinogen and insulin and other components of blood testing that will change your potential life. Now, COVID right now, the new mutant variable is called EG.5. I wonder how they come up with these. EG.5, and here are the symptoms. Wow, it sounds identical, but they, again, by the CDC, fever, chills, cough, shortness of breath, fatigue, muscle aches, headache, loss of taste or smell, sore throat, runny nose, nausea, and diarrhea. Right now, almost 20% of all the cases diagnosed are the new EG.5, which just a matter of a couple of months ago, there was probably zero EG.5. So it is growing relatively fast. And the one thing they don't list on the CDC is thicker blood, because to me and the research and the people I trust that are my teachers in this field, one of the biggest reasons for complications, myocarditis, dropping dead, lung disorders, is because there's a thing called D-dimer. D-dimer is a blood test you get to see how thick your blood is. And when they test people with COVID, if it comes back high, there are options to help lower D-dimer and fibrinogen. And I take natokinase every day. That is a product that helps keep the blood at the right viscosity. I'm going to do it preventatively. I'm not going to wait till I get sick. I've had COVID 3 times. It wasn't fun and it wasn't horrible. It was just a bad cold. And it did linger longer than I would like, but so do other things at 66 years old. And I am now 66. So on my TikTok, which now has over 8 million views, I always say, I'm Edward, with you here at 66 years old and 8 million views. And I did one on the castor oil. I think you saw that, Katie, just 2 weeks ago. I had almost 800,000 views on the castor oil. People don't realize the magic of castor oil. Mm-hmm. Have you used the poultice before?
I have. So I don't know how much you've spoken about it on here, but I'll describe it because I've had. Okay, good. So I've had customers over the years come in with symptoms like, you know, severe cramping during their menstrual cycle, endometriosis, and, you know, maybe some gut issues, maybe a little bit of aching pelvic pain type situations. And castor oil contains a very specific fatty acid that is really unique to castor oil. There's nothing else like it on this earth. And castor oil can go very, very deep into the skin and actually penetrate past the skin. And so I don't really know of any other natural substance that has that penetration power. And so I've used it a couple times in my life where I've had something that was aching or something that was sore or a little bit of pelvic pain. And what you do is you're going to apply the castor oil and then you're going to put something over it, whether it be a cloth or whether it be wool flannel like we sell at the store, or they're making now castor oil packs that are specific. But you just need some type of cloth to go over the castor oil. And then on top of that, you're going to put a heating pad, or you're going to put something that, you know, is heated so you can drive the castor oil in deep. And I'm telling you, I've heard raving reviews of it helping people's pain over the years.
Well, I did a YouTube just about a week ago, and it's on Nutrition World Chattanooga's YouTube channel. If you go on there, please subscribe, because it's very informative, between 5 and 14 minute little snippets of pieces of information. One I did on castor oil, I always tell the old story. It was before you were born, and this gentleman came in the store, and he was a very kind of a small guy, older, about 65 or 70. And he said, "My name is Dr. So-and-so, and I work in the Collegedale area." And he said, "I'm not really, really into what you sell here, but the one single miracle that you do have is castor oil." He said, "I have recommended it to patients with gallbladder attacks, kidney stones, appendicitis, menstrual cramps." And he explained how to do the poultice. He was my teacher, because I did not know anything about it. It takes about 30 minutes to an hour as a poultice with that heating pad, but he said it never fails to help the patient feel less pain. Now, will it fix an appendicitis? Of course not. But sometimes in certain situations, it's just about feeling better while you're still searching for the better fix. And I've used to do it a couple times, but I've never really done it. My TikTok was on doing it for a little bit more athletic injuries. If I had thought of this during my hip pains of 3 years, I would have absolutely use the poultice, but I did not. I don't know if you watched on Instagram. This is one of my other teachers, Dr. James. Do you ever see him?
I do. I love Dr. James.
Oh, yeah. Good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He has bullet points that I really appreciate. This one was the one on anti-aging tips for 2023. One is get into nature. Yeah, like Katie talked about, grounding. Get in your electrical connection of the human body, reconnected to the electrical substance of the earth. We are harmonious with this type of energy, and we're not when we're disconnected. Eat nutritious food, totally makes sense, but get 7+ hours of sleep. Again, that's not always easy. We have to work at recreating rhythm as we lose it with age or stress or whatever. Certainly, we have a lot of good information on that. Get morning sunlight. There are people, including Dr. Saladino, I spoke of earlier, and I used to do this, is look directly a little bit below the level of the sun right when it comes up, or right above the sun. We're talking the first 8 minutes when the sun peaks above the horizon. Can't hurt you at that level, but it's giving you some sunlight nutrients you will not and can't get later as that sun goes up, or it would hurt your eyes. Walking 60 minutes a day, but lifting weights 45 minutes four times a week. Hydrate with salt and water. Mm-hmm. Salt is not a demon, unless you don't have potassium. And we recommend Celtic salt or the unrefined salts to do that. And then lastly, take magnesium collagen, and then believe in your body's natural ability to heal. Believing your natural ability to heal is where traditional medicine completely disagrees with us. They do not think that we have the ability. They think Walgreens and pharmaceuticals and surgeries and treatments are the only way to do that. Hopefully, those of us listening to this show understand that it's a blessing to have the emergency medicine people, but also we need to have the belief in nature and in your own intuitive ability to heal. When you have a negative concept in your head, it is one of the toxins that disable some of the healing. So let's be positive. One of the ways is to empower yourself. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, I got several more notes about how, again, to empower. So that plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, who's not sitting here, it looks like Katie is sitting here. A lot prettier face than Clint ever thought about having. I'm Ed Jones, so stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
ready for college football? Are you ready for SEC college football? College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty, is where you need to be. This year's college football season requires two radio stations to bring you all the action from the SEC, starting Friday, August 25th at 7 p.m. on Rock 105, and our brand new home beginning Saturday, August 26th at 8 a.m. on 103.7 KISS FM. That's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga. Don't miss it, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there.
ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone.
Choose ADS Security.
Find them online at adssecurity.com.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you. It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms. Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my daughter, Katie. Welcome again to Vital Health Radio, Katie.
Thank you so much. Honored to be here.
I want to make a point on blood testing. Blood testing, if you do take biotin, you are going to have some inaccurate numbers on your blood test. You probably will never be told that by the people who traditionally are giving you blood testing. But if you're doing 30 to 60 micrograms, that's enough where it won't interfere. But anything above 300, which many people take thousands of micrograms for their hair, and it has really altered thyroid tests, PSA tests, certain viral disease tests, HIV, hepatitis C. It requires about 3 days off to get accurate numbers. So whether you come to us or your doctor, know if you're doing biotin in high doses, please get off of it before day three. Interesting and sad that worldwide, one in eight bird species is at risk of extinction. Thank you. A net loss in 2.9 billion birds, or 2.9 occurred in Canada and the U.S. since 1970. Guess why? Industrial agriculture, with its rapid expansion and the use of toxic chemicals, is threatening all birds. And, of course, other headlines are saying the bees. We will be not on this earth for too long if the bees and birds go. Mm-hmm. It just won't happen.
Yeah.
I know, you know, I counted yesterday, someone asked me, I was going on a little trip on a car, and I thought, you know, I'm going to listen to this audiobook. So I wanted to look, how many audiobooks do I actually have? I have 61. And a few of those I've completed, but most I love skipping around. I do very well with the skip around listening on audiobooks, but I got 61 of those, and I have about 110 on real books that are in my Kindle. But what are your three favorite books?
Oh, yeah. And I have 94 right now on my Audible. So I love
you. 94. You got 94. Me beat?
I know. I have more.
I'm starting to buy more.
And I have probably 60 completed. See, I have to complete them and then I have to see that it says finished before I can begin my next one. So so the books that I just adore that I have to mention right now, my all time favorite book of my entire existence is The Four Agreements.
Yep.
That's just the best. Don Miguel Ruiz is who is the author of that book. Another one that I think is just so worthwhile to spend your time listening or reading this is by Dr. Kelly Brogan. It's called A Mind of Your Own. She is a psychiatrist that calls out the true detriment of effects of birth control pills and what that can do to females. Now, I'm not anti-birth control pills for for situations. I'm not saying I'm not taking place of medical advice, but she draws the attention to what I think needs to be drawn to, the fact that birth control pills can cause depression, can cause worsening PMS, can cause anxiety, and can honestly cause a woman to not even feel like herself anymore. And that is not told to us by our OBs. That's really the only option that OBs even give us if we go in and say that we have something off or dysfunctional. And so she writes exactly what is happening when you're taking a birth control pill and offers a little bit of advice for stepping away so that you can feel your best self. Another book, I adore Les Brown, L-E-S Brown. He's a motivational speaker, and there are three Audible books that are all my favorites, so I couldn't choose one. If you just look up Les Brown, he started with nothing and grew to be this absolute motivational speaker of all time and just has this spirit about him that is contagious. I think he's worth listening to. And then lastly is How to Release Anxiety by Gabrielle Brownstein. I love her. She writes a lot about anxiety, but she's doing actual meditations and practices on the How to Release Anxiety book that she just launched. And it's actually free with an Audible right now.
And also on the Four Agreements, he has a new book that you told me about that I've also downloaded. And I can't recall the exact name, but I am very impressed. I'm halfway through that. I am now still listening to Dr. Peter Attia's Outlive. That is the book of my choice for at least this month. I need to listen twice in order to truly absorb it. And all of you who are listening who said, I just don't do well with reading books, I can't maintain attention, please just invest in your future by investing in audible.com. Mm-hmm. When you can listen to the book, if it's spoken in a good speaking voice, you will be attached to it. It'll be like a movie, and you can really enjoy it. And I listen to my books now going to the gym at 4:30 in the morning or 4 o'clock, any little trips I have. And there's other times I don't want any noise, so I'm in total silence. But when I feel comfortable, that has been such a teacher for me, is listening to the proper books, the books that I have passion for, the books that can not confirm in me what I already know. I want to know something I don't know, and maybe something that challenges me. Mm-hmm. So I just feel like we're in the most golden, special time of history that we can push a button and have the greatest teacher right here sitting in front of us and telling us and helping us in ways that we never dreamed possible. I'd remember some back in my younger days, which is those days are gone, which I'm kind of glad in some ways, going to the library, the big one downtown, and I needed to look up something. So, of course, first you went to the file cards. You pulled out the drawers. You found the kind of books or maybe titles. Then you had to go get the number. Then you had to go see if the book was in, that somebody didn't check it out. You had 28 days to give it back. I wouldn't trade those days. It was really special to be around that many books. But I had some ADD back then. I couldn't sit and read too long. But today, I am absorbing information as fast as I have time to do that. Mm-hmm. So I encourage everybody to do that. Alchemy Med Spa, I'm still just very, very happy and connected with the threads that I had done about 6 weeks ago. They keep getting better with every month because they build collagen. And if you listened to one of the episodes a few episodes back, Stacy from Alchemy, she's the nurse practitioner who puts these threads in wrinkles and or does a type of mini facelift that pulls the skin very tight after that. And I did see on the CDC website that 1 in 6 toddlers are not vaccinated. you know what? There's two different sides to this story. Those who are, again, I use the word tribal. Those who are in the tribe, and see what tribes do throughout history is they fought with each other. Tribes did not normally get along. They fought for property, and they fought for possessions and food. Well, now we have tribes that are fighting for their belief systems and the tribes that fight for vaccines. And just like Katie, I am not blatantly against vaccines. What I'm against is the lack of transparency, the fact that they will not tell the truth of thimerosal, the aluminum, some of the other side effects that are can occur in some people with getting those vaccines. And one of the reasons that the vaccine companies have no liability, they cannot be ever charged with anything, regardless of what they do, is because Reagan was told and convinced back in the day that there is going to be deaths from vaccines. There's no way to avoid it, and that they must be kept protected, or else there will not be vaccines. And that kind of makes sense, because I always wonder how could the company have created a non-liability company. But if you convinced somebody that was in power that the risk against the benefit, that the benefit is still greater and we have to take the risk, which we're sorry, well, that's, I understand that, but let's tell the truth about it. Let's just tell the truth. And since COVID, people are so skeptical because we now know how much the government really manipulated data and also how much hidden information there was that still has not come out today.
And a book I would like to refer people to if they wanted a little bit more information, Dr. Thomas Cowan, his Vaccines, Autoimmunity, and the Changing Nature of Childhood Illness is a great resource on something we just talked about.
I love him. I actually did some study under him, and I know that was right before COVID hit, and I was paying him every 2 or 3 weeks to become... He wanted to empower people, even outside the health field that was traditional health field, but in the nutraceutical, natural health field, with his philosophy of health. So I was training under him, and then bam, everything went to dead stillness after COVID hit, so I didn't get to train anymore. But I love the guy. This is something I learned the other day, that strawberries, raspberries, and blackberries are not berries under the biological definition of berries. Bananas, pumpkins, avocados, and cucumbers are actually called berries. And this is from the site Facts. And Facts backs up everything with their references on Instagram. Love to look at that. It turns out berries actually a botanical term, not an English common one. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
Interesting.
We have to keep in mind one thing, and this was another study that confirmed it. It takes 66 days for a new behavior to become a habit. I mean, some people say 60, some say 90, but somewhere between 60 and 90 days, you have to kind of force yourself into a habit. This one was reported in the study of the European Journal of Social Psychology. So I encourage people, you start the gym, you start a new eating habit, you start taking vitamins. 2 weeks into it, the excitement's kind of waned, and you're like, do I really want to do this? No, not today. Give yourself 66 days. Hey, the word 66, I just turned 66 years old. And I did a video on YouTube on the 66 supplements I take at 66 years old. I'm glad that I am able to say the word 66 without stuttering.
And but, I'm 33. I may take around 33 vitamins, but I don't know that for a fact.
How
probably.
Interesting.
I probably take about 15, 16 in the morning and about that at night. So
there you go. Well,
probably
boy.
Close.
I've ruined her really bad. Another podcast has just come out one before this that Katie did with Dr. Tori Hudson on endometriosis at nutritionw.com. But the latest one will be on my journey into the ketamine world. Very interesting to me. Very passionate about the benefits for people with anxiety, depression, PTSD, wanting to have better quality of life within the internal visions of our mental state, and also connecting the neurons in a more efficient way as we age. I do feel that after my treatments, I can think more clearly most of the time. I certainly know I'm not sliding backwards. At times I thought I was before all of this, but I am very, very convinced that something is keeping me treading water quite well. And one of the pieces of, I thought, truce with my hip surgery, and because I just didn't ask the question, I just thought because it's gone on for so long, which is the advice, if you're going to get your teeth cleaned after hip surgery, you need to take antibiotics. Well, this really kind of, after I got moderately well from the hip surgery, it started really gnawing on me. Okay, I'm going to take a preventative antibiotic that's going to destroy all of my microbiome. Several gastroenterologists who've written some very credible books say it takes 1 to 2 years to rebuild from one round of antibiotics. Again, I think doxycycline is the least harmful, so if I had to take one, I would have done that. But I'm going to take something that I don't know I need just to prevent. I'm wondering if it's really true. Well, found out that they have changed the advice on that. And you no longer have to take antibiotics because the last 45 years of advice was wrong. Whoa. Why does it take decades for any of the dogma within medicine to change? It just is frustrating because how many people did experience damage from the antibiotics, which is leaky gut, which mm-hmm. then creates autoimmunes, blank, 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 for no good reason. Very frustrating to me.
Wow.
I don't mind people making mistakes as far as the corporations and the government, but you know that the truth had come out long ago, and what does it come back to? The same old thing. You follow the money trail. Follow the money trail.
And I wonder if that's even really gotten around everybody yet.
Oh, and that's a good point. Yeah. I'm wondering if people are just like the dentist, just because they've done it so long, mm-hmm. they're just, okay, I guess you better take your antibiotic. Or the people who are taking it were never told not to take it. Because I'm a big, hugely connected to getting my teeth clean, and I think it is so valuable for our long-term health. There is no doubt with the bacteria that it can potentially harm our heart, and actually now research is showing has accelerates the rate of Alzheimer's by not having the bacteria off of your teeth. And I'm using some really great mouthwash at Nutrition World. What's that one? Perio Wash. It's the one.
Perio Bright.
Perio Bright. Yeah. It has all the herbs in it and everything. Just amazing.
And I was actually going to speak a second about that. So there's a new ingredient that comes from calcium called hydroxyapatite. And it is actually being used in a couple dentist offices around town. I had friends that visited a dentist, and I'm happy to see it's their alternative for fluoride. So what it's doing is it's actually remineralizing the enamel. And cool. So we are selling this. We're on the cutting edge always and trying to be. So we have three different brands of toothpaste with this very safe calcium form.
I love that. And I'm using it, and it reduces or removes fluoride, which lowers IQ. We know it does in children and adults. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, a couple words of wisdom, and that as we continue. For Katie, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at optimizeyouchattanooga.com.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Are you ready for college football? Are you ready for SEC college football? College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty, is where you need to be. This year's college football season requires two radio stations to bring you all the action from the SEC, starting Friday, August 25th at 7 p.m. on Rock 105, and our brand new home beginning Saturday, August 26th at 8 a.m. on 103.7 KISS FM. That's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutritional World, back with my partner of the day, Katie, and Vital Health Radio. You know the Stoics. I love talking about the wisdom of the Stoics, the people from the Roman era, and Marcus Aurelius and all of those. But here's today's wisdom. And it certainly applies to the part of that study that I showed that 66 days is required to make a habit happen. You may well have said it yesterday or overheard someone else saying it. Oh, I'll do that in the morning. I'll do it after I wake up. I'll get it to it later. I just need to do this other thing first. It's one of the oldest, most insidious lies in the world, yet it is so common we don't even notice it. We don't even realize that it's a vicious untruth that deprives us and the world of the potential of awareness, of understanding. As Marcus Aurelius observed 2,000 years ago, it's the lie that we'll be good tomorrow. It's what Seneca said all fools, and all of us are fools at times, have in common, that we're getting ready to start. You won't get it tomorrow. You're deceiving yourself. I mean, even if you somehow weren't, if you're truly sincere, who is to say that you are guaranteed to get it tomorrow? Procrastination is not dishonest. It's arrogant. It's an old and timeless and terrible vice, and you must crush it. Not tomorrow, but today, right now. And that's, I love that. It motivates me, that kind of discipline. And Katie, tell people about the health fair coming up at Nutrition World.
Yeah, November 11th from 10 to 3, we have over 45 vendors, a food truck, and holistic health experts. We have practitioners. We're going to have samples, food, I mean, all sorts of things. Everything is free. We've got a golf cart to drive you up from the backside of our store and the gravel parking lot up. So it'll be a fun, easy, education-filled, yummy food day at Nutrition World, November 11th from 10 to 3. It's the single biggest day at our store.
Certainly is. We have 2 to 3 times more customers, but it is a fabulous, adrenaline-filled, educational, just fun event, and it has been for year after year, and this one looks to be bigger than any we have had. We had that one year with COVID that we didn't have one then, did we?
No, we didn't have one that year.
Yeah, that was the only time we haven't. Well, guess what? I so appreciate you being on Vital Health Radio, Katie, and Sean helping out. And we'll be back with Clint next week where I can pick on him some more about his lack of girlfriends. That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. We thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Clint Powell, Katie Coleman, I'm Ed Jones from Nutrition World, and have a healthy and safe and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.